So if we remember from yesterday's gospel, that miraculous catch, Simon Peter and the others left everything behind to follow Jesus to begin this new walk of life. And then just before the passage we have this morning is the calling of Matthew, of Levi, who is called and leaves everything behind to follow Jesus. And so Jesus now follows up with these parables about the new cloak, the new wineskins, where the old is no longer sufficient, and we must take on the new. And he's talking about the new life in Christ. Our old ways of calculating, our old ways of giving and receiving love, our old ways of relating to people, all of that must be put aside for the new way in Christ. And it begins with a new heart. And it's a promise of the Old Testament that the Lord will give us a new heart, takes away our stony heart and gives us a fleshy heart, so that we can receive the fullness of this Holy Spirit that the Lord desires to pour into us, as St. Paul says so beautifully in his letter to the Romans. And so on this first Friday, where the Lord invites us to spend time contemplating his Sacred Heart, that the human love that God the Father has for each one of us, each one of you, loved by the heart of the Father, beats on fire for your salvation. We spend this day in fasting and prayer and penance. You know, every Friday is a day of penance. And so in your fasting, as we heard about in the gospel today, we ask for that new heart. And as the response to our psalm says, take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests, your heart's desire. When we delight in the Lord, when we set our heart on him and in him, and then his desires, his will becomes ours, and then it makes perfect sense that he grants us our heart's desires. If our heart is away from the Lord, if our heart is still stony, if our heart is still wayward, it's foolish to think we'll get the desires of our hearts. It's only when we turn to the Lord, surrender to the newness that Christ brings to us through the sacraments, that our heart is one, beating in one unity with the heart of the Father. And then we can be that beating heart of love to the world. And we can be the sign to the world of God the Father's love for everyone. So let us ask for that grace, for total transformation, a total heart transplant. That the old way of thinking about life, the old way of calculating, will be replaced by the new heart of Jesus that dies for the sake of our salvation. Amen.